Clear skies and sunshine in Monaco, Menton, Nice and Antibes, with highs of 29 degrees, reaching 33 degrees in Saint-Tropez and Navarre, with a light variable breeze. This evening, going down to 22 degrees in Nice and 18 degrees in Saint-Raphaël, with clear skies. The outlook, Météo France has warned of a new wave of heat from this weekend, which is expected to last into next week, with temperatures beginning to rise on Saturday, with highs of 34 degrees expected in the Var and 31 degrees in the Alpes-Maritime. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:26 and will set this evening at 8:45. In London today, they're feeling the heat too, 35 degrees and sunny, as is Paris with 37 degrees and sunshine, Rome 31 degrees and sunny, Dublin, 22 degrees with thundery showers. Good morning, you're listening to The Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Lysett with you from now until 10. Today's top local news story is about the heat wave. Météo France has warned the new wave of hot weather in the region from tomorrow, Saturday, lasting most of next week. And in sport, Inter Milan have completed the permanent signing of Manchester United forward Alexis Sanchez on a three-year deal. And in Formula One, Valtteri Bottas has signed a new deal with Mercedes for 2021. Coming up, we'll have this morning's entertainment news. I'll be telling you about the study that shows that young women are apparently the most likely to suffer depression, anxiety and loneliness in lockdown. I'll also be telling you about the earbud-like device, which apparently holds the key to learning languages. Also, completing the set, British parents are following the celebrities' trend of continuing to have babies until they get both a boy and a girl. Crikey. And the Selfridges sales assistant has revealed how Noel Gallagher once spent £1,000 on 10 pairs of jeans so that she could hit her sales target when he spotted her looking downcast. And the Chinese city has built a highway bridge around a tiny house after its owner refused to sell it to the government for a decade. But first, it's Friday, the best day of the week for some. Well, that's if you didn't peak midweek and party as if it was the Friday. And this week's Feel Good Friday theme is time. Any songs to do with time. Thank you for all your requests, starting with this one of my favorites. Thank you to Edward and Lorraine, who both requested this track. Chris Farlow and Out of Time on Riviera Radio, La Radio de la Côte d'Azur in English, 106.3 and 106.5 FM.
You don't know what's going on.
Gone 8:15 and it's time for this morning's comedy clip. And back by popular demand, because some of you missed it last time and you've asked, can we please hear it again for those that didn't catch it, because some people found it quite amusing. It is the horse racing commentary with a teenage twist.
They're moving in now for the parenting the teenagers maiden. Can I have $20 moves in? I don't care, along with have you unloaded the dishwasher? There's nothing to eat. Another selfie moves in and shut the cupboard, the last to come in here. They're all set and they're racing. Don't speak to your mother like that. Bolted out and took the early lead with pick the towels up off the floor. Have you done your homework? Don't slam that door and you're not wearing that. Turn that music down was making up ground with turn the light off. Can I have a lift down the street? You're not going. It's not fair. All my friends are allowed. Can I have $20? No, you can't. Got no cash. And will you put that bloody phone down? Get out of bed. Please don't ask again. Have you unloaded the dishwasher? There's nothing to eat. Shut the cupboard. I'm hungry. And last on the fence, it's another selfie. 400 out and it's picked the towels up off the floor, a length in front of have you done your homework? Don't speak to your mother like that on the inside of don't slam that door with can I have $20? No, you can't. Please don't ask again. Got no cash. You're not wearing that. Will you put that bloody phone down, making up some ground along with have you unloaded the dishwasher? At the 200, it's picked the towels up off the floor, going stride for stride with don't speak to your mother like that. Have you done your homework? Can I have $20? No, you can't. It's not fair. All my friends are allowed. I don't care. Your room's a mess. You're not going, and out of nowhere, sweeping down the outside, put that bloody phone down. Don't speak to your mother like that. Can I have $20? Put that bloody phone down. Gets it. Put that bloody phone down. Gets it in a photo. It's got it by a short half head, I reckon, to don't speak to your mother like that. And have you done your homework? Burke's got third. God, we love him. But it's a toughly fought out race, this one, isn't it? The Parenting the Teenager's Maiden.
Leona Lewis there and Better in Time, and that was for Susie. All the local news is coming up next.
Since 1977, Michael Zingraf Real Estate, exclusive affiliate of Christie's International Real Estate, is specialised in luxury properties on the French Riviera and Provence. Backed by a constantly growing network of 16 agencies located in the most iconic locations, including the opening of our last agency in Deauville, Michael Zingraf Real Estate plans to strengthen its presence in France with the opening in 2020 of its first agency in Paris and in Uzès. Visit us on michaelzingraf.com.
Информация на сайте michaelzingraf.com.
Northrop & Johnson, the leading superyacht brokers, have now been acquired by MarineMax, the number one boat retailer in the US. As well as bringing unparalleled financial strength and global marketing resources, Northrop & Johnson now has unique access to the world's largest database of yacht buyers and charterers. If you own a large yacht and want to get it sold or chartered fast, our experts on the Riviera can make it happen. Contact us at riviera@northropandjohnson.com.
Are you looking for fresh, local and quality produce on the French Riviera? Then trust the Alziari experts. Olive oil mill in Nice for 150 years. 60 hectares dedicated to organic produce, as well as a wide range of gourmet products. Alziari, the best of olive oil since 1868. No shipping costs when you buy €30 at alziari.com.fr.
Get ready. Steak and Shake, the home of the famous gourmet burger, created in 1934 on Route 66, has now landed on the Port of Monaco. Tasty burgers and homemade French fries. You'll love it. Steak and Shake, 27 Boulevard Albert I. Open every day from 11 a.m. to midnight on the Port of Monaco. Finally. Unique in France, the Trois 14 Casino Rooftop. Lounge bar, slot machines, poker room, blackjack, roulette. Trois 14 Casino Rooftop. Open every evening, a few steps from the Croisette in Cannes. Gambling carries risks, debts and addictions. Call on 0033 974 75 13 13.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's just gone 9:33. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. Météo France has warned of a new wave of hot weather in the region from tomorrow, Saturday the 8th of August. And the heat wave looks likely to last between 6 to 8 days, and according to forecasts, we're in for some very hot nights, with temperatures not dropping below between 23 and 25 degrees until the end of next week. In other news, a building has been evacuated in Cannes following a gas leak on Thursday evening. Emergency services intervened at 10:30 p.m, evacuating residents of the seven-storey building. The origin of the leak is currently unknown. There have once again been gunshots in the Moulin district of Nice on Thursday afternoon. A 20-year-old man was injured as emergency services intervened at around 3:30 p.m, taking the victim to hospital in Nice. The neighbourhood has already experienced three shootings last month. The last dates back to July the 20th, which was followed on July the 25th by a visit to the area from the French Prime Minister Jean Castex, alongside Gérald Damanin and Éric Dupond-Moretti, Ministers of the Interior and Justice. After the visit, it was announced that there would be a reinforcement of 60 national police officers in the Alt-Maritime. A forest fire has broken out between Gréaux-les-Bains and Valensole in the Alpes de Haute-Provence on Thursday. 7 hectares have already been destroyed as about 50 firefighters were mobilised. Several forest areas in the region remain closed due to the hot weather and the high fire risk. Two private beach clubs at Pampelon Beach, just 15 minutes from Saint-Tropez, have been shut by authorities for not enforcing social distancing. The two-week closure comes after previous formal notices from the prefecture were ignored. In national news, France has recorded its highest number of daily coronavirus infections in more than 2 months. Figures released have shown 1,695 new cases within 24 hours. With more than 30,000 deaths, France has the third highest death toll in Europe, behind the UK and Italy. Finally, French President Emmanuel Macron has urged Lebanon's political leaders to enact sweeping reforms following a lethal explosion that killed 157 people. Macron offered Beirut, France's help, but said that he would not be giving blank checks to a government with no credibility. Speaking to journalists at the end of a snap visit to Beirut, Emmanuel Macron promised to organise an international aid conference for disaster-hit Lebanon in the coming days, but he warned the country will continue to sink if the government does not implement much-needed reforms.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
In football, Inter Milan have completed the permanent signing of Manchester United forward Alexis Sanchez on a three-year deal. The Chile international joined the Serie A side on a season-long loan in August last year. He scored four goals in 29 appearances in all competitions. In Formula One, Lewis Hamilton says this is the most important year of his life as he chases a seventh world title amid the global campaign against racism. The Mercedes driver has been outspoken in his campaigning for the Black Lives Matter cause after the death in police custody of George Floyd in May. Hamilton is on target to beat Michael Schumacher's all-time record of 91 victories this season and to equal his achievement of seven world titles. Meanwhile, Valtteri Bottas has signed a new deal with Mercedes for 2021. In golf, Tiger Woods shot his lowest opening round in a major since 2012 with a 2-under par 68 at the US PGA Championship in San Francisco. And finally, in tennis, Andy Murray has been awarded a wild card into the main draw of the US Open. The former world number one, who won the title in 2012, will play singles at a Grand Slam for the first time since the 2019 Australian Open.
Riviera Radio Business News, brought to you by Barclays.
In this morning's business news, US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to ban transactions with TikTok's parent company, ByteDance. Trump says the US must take aggressive action against the owners of TikTok in order to protect national security. Under the order, beginning in 45 days, any US transaction with ByteDance will be prohibited. TikTok denies accusations that it is controlled by or shares data with the Chinese government. And people arriving into the UK from Belgium, the Bahamas and Andorra will have to quarantine for 14 days. The countries are the latest to have a change in rules after quarantines were reimposed for Spain and Luxembourg. The Foreign Office is also warning against all but essential travel to the three countries. The UK's Transport Secretary has previously said that he cannot rule out other countries being included on the list as the travel advice is kept under review.
Barclays Private Bank brings you Riviera Radio Business News on 106.5 FM. At Barclays, our size is your strength, and we've been using the entire reach of the Barclays Group to bring a global perspective and unique investment opportunities to our clients in Monaco for almost 100 years. To find out more, search Barclays Private Bank or call 9315 3535.
Jobline, 106.5 Riviera Radio's Employment Rendezvous. One of the best ways to find all kinds of great people is to place an ad on the 106.5 Riviera Radio Jobline. Jobline is broadcast many times a day, and you can also find all job opportunities on our website, rivieraradio.mc. To get your job offer in Jobline, call Dominique on 00377-9797-9475. Jobline on 106.5 Riviera Radio, your employment rendezvous.
Clear skies and sunshine in Monaco, Menton, Nice and Antibes with highs of 29 reaching 33 degrees in Saint-Tropez and the Var with a light variable breeze. This evening going down to 22 degrees in Nice and 18 degrees in Saint-Raphael with clear skies. The outlook, Meteo France has warned of a new wave of heat from this weekend, which is expected to last into next week with temperatures rising from tomorrow with highs of 34 degrees expected in the Var and 31 degrees in the Alpes-Maritimes. Finally, British parents are following the celebrity trend of continuing to have babies until they produce one of each sex, according to a new study. Researchers found much more families than expected keep having children until they have at least one boy and one girl, just like the Beckhams and the Kardashian family. The US experts, who surveyed data from more than 300,000 UK volunteers from a national database, call this phenomenon coupon collection. How can it be a coupon collection? Because what do you win at the end of it? Some good times and some bad times, I guess. Because it mimics the way people collect coupons on cereal packets until they have a full set. Researchers estimate that over 3% of families, at the very least, show coupon collection reproductive behaviours. They're making it up. High-profile examples of so-called coupon collections are David and Victoria Beckham, who had three boys before giving birth to their final child, a girl. You're now up to date. It's just gone 20 to 10. And I'm really going to try and fit all the requests in before 10 o'clock. I'm afraid a few of you have fallen by the wayside just because they came in late and they're rather long tracks as well. So moving on swiftly with this one, which is for Karen and Tony. And they would like Culture Club. Theme of time.